The American people are missing in action as Obama continues unabated. On the website wecanimpeachobama.com, there are 23,815 signers calling for the president to resign or be impeached. There are zero planned protests against Obama's policies. A quick internet search shows the following. A national Impeach Obama event in Simi Valley on April 4th of this year to be held at the intersection of Tapo Canyon Road and Alamo Street. The Impeach Obama Now Coalition has 17,288 likes on Facebook. They urge people to protest every Saturday. There are currently 10 states that have one or more protests scheduled. Overpasses for America has a list of currently scheduled protests, but only 16 states are participating. A WorldNet Daily petition currently has 17,509 signatures for impeachment. And PledgeToImpeach.com has a tally of 27,571. It is unique in that it calls for the removal of the president's inner circle of collaborators as well. Pledge to Impeach also has a handy link to a dozen impeachment petitions that total nearly 2 million signers. So, what happens now? Apparently, nearly 2 million people have signed petitions supporting impeachment. That number is correct if we assume everyone didn't sign multiple petitions, which I know I did. The question is, so what? What do petitions mean in a republic that is being run by a rogue dictator and elected representatives that ignore the will of their constituency? Worse yet, the fact remains that as angry as we all seem posting comments around the internet, nobody is literally standing in Washington, D.C. protesting. The only people taking to the streets are the crazy hands-up-don't-shoot crowd. Maybe our elected representatives aren't doing anything because they aren't seeing a tangible backlash from the American people. What about the famous advice to call your representative? If you are in a position like me, a phone call to your representative isn't worth a bucket of warm spit. Who am I going to call? Kirsten Gillibrand or Chuck Schumer? Last time I called Schumer's office to voice an opinion, they hung up on me despite my being respectful and polite. My House representative is a Democrat who could care less what this brainwashed right-wing radical thinks of his voting record. And as a side note, you know, many people don't realize that in liberal bastions like New York State, liberalism controls our everyday lives. For instance, turning a public TV to Fox News is not acceptable. TVs in medical offices, car repair shops, and restaurants will not allow Fox News to be displayed in their businesses. CNN and MSNBC are the stations of choice, or they're going to have a riot on their hands. The last time I checked, all except Fox News was available in hospital rooms, despite the high fee required to activate a patient's television. But back to what I was saying. If you are lucky enough to be in a location with a decent conservative, Senate, or House representative, calling seems a bit redundant, and calling a rhino seems silly at best. In short, the preamble to the Declaration of Independence has become null and void. Our leaders have usurped their powers so they no longer obey the consent of the governed. Further, as a result of these perverted powers, we, the people, no longer have the right to alter or abolish a destructive government and institute a new government that is more likely to affect our safety and happiness. And with the military set to infiltrate the civilian population in the southwestern United States, known as the Jade Helm military exercises, people will be more likely to be willing to say, yes, mein Führer, no, mein Führer. The trouble is that the progressive, law-breaking, lying loonies who now control our government have outraged a conservative, kind populace who still believe it's rude to honk their horns or speak above a whisper in the library. To progressives, conservative anger falls into two camps. One, Aunt B is really ticked off. Or, two, Bubba the Redneck is going to get drunk on Saturday night and might shoot somebody. The first one can be ignored and left off. The second one should be imprisoned before he acts. Even Genzaki would say locking up Bubba was absolutely worth it. Simple as that. The president signing what amounts to a treaty with Iran without getting approval from 2/3 of the Senate certainly seems like a breach of Article 2 of the Constitution. No additional law needs to be passed to force compliance with existing law. It's not too late for impeachment, but we all know it isn't going to happen, despite our petitions, despite our best efforts. If such a large swath of America is really so upset about what is going on in Washington, where are they? I'm not seeing television coverage of peaceful protests across the nation. Heck, there hasn't even been one person willing to pull off a good old-fashioned hunger strike. It seems that's reserved for the college students demanding tuition assistance for illegal immigrants in New York City. I'm reading the outrage on the internet, but it's not translating to action. People put more time into their Facebook selfies than preserving their country. We've become virtual, not tangible. It's the only explanation. We began as a real people, flesh and blood. We crossed the oceans on real ships made of rough-hewn lumber. We existed once. We cleared land, hunted for food, and sustained life with our bare hands. We looked each other in the eye and debated great ideas with real voices. We fought and died together. Now we've become nothing more than online identities with souls that float in cyberspace. No cohesive, organized, flesh and blood or brick and mortar movement has formed among the American people that will ultimately be able to defeat the socialist, communist, fascist, Islamist tidal wave that's barreling down on us. For lack of real action, the Middle East is set afire and the world teeters on the precipice of all-out war. Thank you for listening.